Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Hei, Mishnah Tesvav, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Hevir, Hodayos HaMa'aser. Yochanan Kohen Gadol said, decreed that they no longer would say the Vidoy on the Ma'aser, because you can't say that I gave it to the Levi, because Ezra HaSoifer punished the Levium for not coming back en masse to Eretz Yisrael. As a result, he took Meiser away from them. Afu bital as me'orim v'sanokvim. Yochanan Kohen Gadol also stopped the Levium who would stand on their platform and sing to Hashem that he should get up and not sleep, because that's sort of sacrilegious, saying that Hashem sleeps. And the Nokfim, who were people who would cut a korban by the eyes so that they would bleed a little bit, and as a result would make the egel, would make calves easier to shecht. Even so, he felt that it looked like you were making damages in korbanos, and as a result, he put an end to such a practice. Va'ad yamav, Hayapatish Makir Birushalayim Uvayamov in Adam Tsarch Lishol Al Hademai. During Yochanan Kohen Gadol's days, up until he assumed power, the blacksmiths would be working in Yerushalayim on Chol Moed. And he put an end to that. And as well, during his days, nobody had to ask if this is Demai or not, if this is Suffolk Meister and Truma or not, because everybody knew exactly what things were, and people were very scrupulous with it. Salik Maseches Meister Sheni.
This is Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb, and we are beginning to study together Maseches Challah. This is lesson number one of Mishnayos Maseches Challah. A word or two by way of background. The Torah tells us in Chumash Bamidbor, Perek Tes Vov, Psukim Yudzayin Techof Aleph, in the 15th chapter of the book of Bamidbor, verses 17 to 21, that the Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe to tell the Jewish people, Bevoachem el ha'oretz, when you arrive in the land of Israel, and you begin to eat milechem ha'oretz, you begin to eat from the bread of the land, Torimu serumo l'Hashem, you are to lift up a gift, a contribution to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the mitzvah of taking a bit of the dough, D-O-U-G-H, that one uses to prepare to bake bread, and to take the first bit of dough, Reishis Arisoseichem, Chalo Torimu Truma, to give it as a donation, as truma. And this teruma is called chala. Kisrumas goren kein torimu osa. There are many connections between the mitzvah of giving teruma gedola from grain and various other fruits and vegetables, and this mitzvah of chala, which is also called teruma, but which is given from the dough, as we will see, only from certain grains. I had the privilege of studying together with you Mishnayos Maseches Terumos, and now that we study together Mishnayos Maseches Challah, there's kind of a direct link between Truma, Truma Gedola, and Challah, and as we see in the very Pasuk, which calls Challah Terumah. As we will see, the mitzvah of challah is only true when a person has a certain quantity of dough. That quantity is given as chameshes revo'e hakav kemach, 5/4 of a kav of flour. Now, 1/4 of a kav is a lug. There are 4 lugim in a kav. So 5 lugim of flour in a dough requires the gift, the contribution to the Kohen of challah. The quantity in liters is usually estimated to be about 2.5 liters. But for our purposes in studying Mishnayos, we will refer to the shiur, to the quantity of chameshes revoi hakav, 5/4 of a kav. Less than that, there's no mitzvah of challah. How much does one have to give? As we will see in our study, min ha-Torah, one has to give just a small negligible amount. Even the size of a barley bean would be sufficient. Kisa'ora. However, the requirement of a person baking challah in his own home is to give 1/24. And for a baker, professional baker who earns his living by baking bread, 1/48. One additional point, and that is, min ha-Torah, the mitzvah of challah, only applies in Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, and only when the Jewish people, all the Jewish people, are living there. Bevi'as kulchem. However, bizman hazeh, we keep the mitzvah of challah only as a kind of a memorial, so that the mitzvah of challah not be forgotten. So therefore, today, even though there's no bias kulchem, all the Jews do not live in the land of Israel, and even if a person prepares bread anywhere in the world outside of Eretz Yisrael, there is still a mitzvah of challah, and we will learn details about that as well. The Mishnah begins, Perek Rishon, Mishnah Aleph, Lesson 1. Chamisho devorim chayovim b'challah. There are 5 species of grain that are obligated in the mitzvah of challah, and they are hachitim, wheat, hasaorim, barley, hakusmin, which is usually translated as spelt, which is related by botanically to chitim, v'shiboles shuol, oats, v'hashifon is often translated as rye. These 5 species are the 5 species of grain out of which halachic bread can be created. Nowadays, probably long ago in history, bread was made from all sorts of other species, rice, what we call in America corn, maize, etc. However, those kinds of breads are not obligated in the mitzvah of challah. These 5 species are also the 5 species out of which matzah can be made in order to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach. These are the 5 species which are bo'im lidei chimutz, which when water is added to the flour derived from one of these species, there is a process known as chimutz or fermentation which takes place. Other grains and other vegetables, you might be able to make a dough of them, but they will not be bo'im lidei chimutz. They will not ferment in the same way that these 5 do, and there are chemical reasons for this. So if a person makes a dough out of something other than these 5, there is no obligation of challah. Hare elu chayovin b'challah u'mitztor fin ze im ze. If one makes dough from one of these 5, or from some combination of these 5. For example, He makes a dough half out of wheat, half out of barley, half out of barley, half out of oats. And together they reach the required amount, the required quantity of chameshes revoim. Then there is a chiyuv of kachala. We do consider them all to be one, as we, if they are both the flour which are made into the dough. So if you need, K-N-E-A-D, together, flour and water of chitim and flour and water of sa'odim, of wheat and of barley, and you have the requisite quantity of chameshes revoim, you are obligated in the mitzvah of challah. These five species have another halacha, not directly related to the mitzvah of challah, and that is va'asurin bechodosh milifnei ha-pesach. There is a halacha min ha-torah of chodosh, of new tevuah, of tevuah from a new crop, let's say, which was planted in the autumn and was harvested in the spring. That new grain cannot be used until min ha-torah, the second day of Pesach, when the Korban Omer was brought. Until that time, it had a halacha of chodosh, of new grain, and could not be used. This isur, this prohibition of the Torah against eating chodosh, only applies to these five grains enumerated above, chitim, sa'odim, kusmin, shibola, shuol, and shifa. So, if they grow and they are harvested, let's say, before Pesach, you can't eat them before Pesach. You have to wait till the Omer is brought. Not only can't you eat them, but umiliktsor milifnei ha-Omer. You can't even harvest them until the Omer is brought. In the times of the Torah, the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the second night of Pesach, which, of course, in Eretz Yisrael is already Chol HaMoed, they would harvest the barley necessary for the Omer, and the next day, the second day of Pesach, they would bring that korban. From that point on, you could eat the new grain and also harvest the new grain. V'im hishrishu kodim la'omer. If you planted one of these five species of grain before the Omer, you planted them, let's say, some time before Pesach, and they took root before Pesach, then, hishrishu kodim la'omer, they took root before the second day of Pesach when the Omer was brought, the Omer offering was brought in the Beis HaMikdosh. Ha'omer matiron, when the Omer is brought, that makes this grain mutar. Now you can harvest it and eat it, etc. The imlav. However, if the planting of the grain took place whenever, but it didn't take root until after the Omer, then asurin ache yavo ha'omer habo. You cannot use this new grain, even though it took root, let's say, Chol HaMoed Pesach, so early. Nevertheless, you cannot use it, it is considered chodosh, until next year's Omer, which could be a year minus a day away from the time it took root. And so we have completed Mishnah Aleph and lesson number 1 of Maseches Challah.